This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite TV shows. We are an inclusive recap show.
Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds. My name is Jeez, a.k.a. Watch the Need, and I'm here with my voice. Yes.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neebs, a.k.a. Watch With Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz. What's up, Jazz?
Election Day is Tuesday for us.
Yay! What are we voting? Uncommitted.
We can't do that here in Texas, unfortunately.
So oh, man. Shank
or Nolan Williamson. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. I love the story about like how Michigan voted uncommitted, and the numbers were so huge. Now U.S. is like, well, maybe we should do a ceasefire, like. Oh,
bro, I've been telling their campaign for months this is going to happen, and their advisors are like, oh no, y'all will come around eventually. And I'm like, all right, we'll see. Here we are.
We ain't coming around. It's a whole fucking new generation, man. That is crazy. And now they're like, the ball is in Hamas's court. Like, first of all, you vetoed it like three times, and now you're going to add some kind of terms to make it very difficult for Hamas to say yes, and then you're going to say, well, they didn't say yes. And
right, it's only 6 weeks, but like, they didn't say yes.
It's gaslighting on a genocidal level. Yeah, fucking crazy, these people. We actually did a whole episode on Avatar The Last Airbender, and we actually talked about many, many parallels that are happening with Israel and Palestine at the moment in the show Avatar The Last Airbender. And we kind of talked about the Netflix series and how we have mixed feelings about that. Jazz, you missed the episode, but did you get a chance to watch? I saw you in the comments.
Yeah, I was in the comments, so it was pretty good. A lot of parallels,
and we haven't even gotten through half of them because a majority of them are in book three, so like, yep. That's crazy. I think we should probably dedicate an entire episode to that. I think that would be cool. So maybe we do like a rewatch of the original cartoon and do a podcast on that. I think that'd be fun.
That'd be cool. Yeah, and I'm always down because I do Avatar rewatches like almost every year, so.
Oh, very true. Very good. Very good. And then maybe Legend of Korra after.
Well, I don't know if a lot of people like Legend of Korra. I still think it's great, but a lot of people don't like it.
I know a lot of people don't like Legend of Korra, but for me, Legend of Korra is all right. You know what's really funny? I went to a Comic-Con Legend of Korra panel by accident.
How did that happen?
So I wanted to go to the community panel because I'm a big fan of the show Community. But the way it works in Comic-Con is that if you walk into a panel room, you can stay in that panel room and you don't have to leave. So if I got in line early enough for Community, there's a good chance that not enough people will leave the room and I will not get in. So what you do is you go to the panel that's starting before the panel you actually want to go to, and then just stay in for two panels. So got in during the Legend of Korra, and I had no idea what Legend of Korra was, but oh my God, that audience was insane. Like, the energy level in the freaking room was wild. It was electric. It was electric. And I was like, what is this show? I had no idea what it was. And I didn't realize that it's related to Avatar The Last Airbender. I accidentally went into the panel and I, you know, got to meet all the voice actors and all that stuff by accident.
Hey, I mean, it's a fun show. Like, yeah. People don't like it for like whatever reason, but like, it was a good show.
So I feel like there is a little misogyny there, and the tone is very different. It's really weird because like Avatar The Last Airbender is more of like a kid show, whereas Korra is a little bit more adult. And you would think like people would like that more. They would like an adult version of the show, a little darker version of the show with a more adult themes even more. But that wasn't the case. And I wonder if it's just because people just don't like Korra, like a female avatar. I don't know. It's interesting because every time you say like, oh, people don't like a female character, they always bring up like, well, we like this character and this character. Like, you know, they bring up Ripley or they bring up like Sarah Connor. And I'm like, first of all, they're the same fucking character. Like, you just like strong, silent, stoic women, which is like a trope. So like, there's only one type of woman that you'll accept as a female character, and it's just like a badass silent woman who's stoic. Like, you can't give her personality, you can't give her jokes, you can't give her like any kind of like characteristic trait that is in any way feminine. So basically you just like those characters because they're men with tits. Like I don't understand. Like that's what, like that's what I feel like these people are saying. Like that, like, and I know I said it in a crude way, but I feel like that's their mindset. They are that crude. It's a lot of these people who feel that way, because they'll run down a list of women they like, and they're literally the same character. They're like, it's just the same character, different font. I'm like, yeah, okay. So I don't know. It's weird, but that might be why Korra is not liked by a lot of people.
Yeah, like when I was first watching Korra on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Back then it was actually on Nickelodeon, but then they shifted it to online only.
Yeah.
And it got real dark real quick. And I was like, what is going on? Why is this a kid's show? Yeah. And like the more it progressed, I understood why they took it off the air and made it online only.
Mm.
Book one of Korra was amazing. I don't care what people say.
Yeah, I mean the way they dive into bloodbending, it was so good. I really, really liked it. And then like I do feel like some of the best villains are in Korra. Like Zaheer is like a menace.
Zaheer is so scary because like I feel like a lot of people would end up in shoes given the circumstances.
You know what I love about Zaheer is that fact that like everyone thinks airbending is the weakest whatchamacallit power, and everyone's like, well, look at all the airbenders, where your homies at, Aang? Where your homies at? Yeah, but here's the thing, all airbending is so powerful that all the airbenders were pacifists. They were like not about war, they had no army, and like Zaheer was like one man, and he's like, I am not going to subscribe to this pacifist shit. I am going to fuck shit up. And he was a menace. He was like a legit menace. He used airbending in a way where it was not meant to be used by people who have empathy and ethics. And he was a fucking maniac. And it just showed how powerful airbending actually was. Whereas I think Avatar didn't really show us like how amazing airbending is.
Yeah.
It was just cute.
On that, they're pacifists not to protect themselves, the pacifists to protect everybody else.
it's like the scene from Watchmen. He goes like, I'm not locked in here with you, you're locked in here with me. Like, yeah, man, they're airbending because they're pacifists to protect the world, not to protect themselves. Oh, man, that is really, really funny.
I love when people are like, oh, yeah, and rules of war, like I read these Reddit prompts every now and then on like TikTok and like scrolling, right?
Yeah.
And it's like a Minecraft video background and a Reddit prompt talking about like humans exploring the galaxy. It's like, oh, these aliens are laughing at us because we have rules of war. There are no rules in war, blah blah blah, right?
Yeah.
Like, guys, we have rules of war not to protect us, but to protect y'all.
Exactly, exactly. Oh my god, that's crazy. That's crazy. What else is in the news, man? Did you know Wendell Pierce was cast as Perry White in the new Superman movie?
Yes.
You might know him from Suits or even more from The Wire. One of the best shows of all time. God, I fucking love The Wire. Maybe we should do a podcast episode on The Wire because I love that show. It's so good. Oh my god. You know, if like money and skill was not an issue, what would be your job? Dream job?
Honestly, like, man.
Yeah.
I would do this all day.
Podcasting?
I would stream on Twitch and play like Genshin or something.
Cool. Cool.
Just hang out with people, play games, have a good time, provide free therapy.
That sounds dope.
That I would keep doing, yeah.
So for me, like if like let's just say like I magically had the skills to be really, really good at this job and also money was an issue, I would be a detective. I would solve crimes. That would be my dream job. I would be like legit like The Wire, where just you're like figuring out clues and you're figuring out like drug busts and like organized crime and like murders and all that stuff. And like since you're rich, you don't have to worry about like, you know, all of the shady stuff that happens in the police stuff and like, you know, all the corrupt police and stuff like that. Like in a perfect world where corruption isn't like there, I would be like a detective, not like a cop that enforces things, but just someone who solves crimes. Like it's like the one portion of like police where I'm just like, you know, if they weren't corrupt and it wasn't like all whatever, I feel like that's a valuable skill and a valuable job, and I think that's really cool. Solving crimes is pretty cool.
I would do that too. I can see that.
Yeah, I love that. That's like so dope. But I have no skills. Like I have no situational awareness, apparently, which people will find out coming this fall in 2024. Oh man,
that's funny.
I think I might get to start talking about it soon. I don't know. But for people that don't know, I just wrapped up this week filming a TV show that will be coming out in 2024. And you might get to see me on TV. And you might get to see me make a fool of myself.
Hey.
Oh, man. I do not have the best situational awareness is something I learned this year. So I need to be a little bit more mindful of my surroundings in the wise words of Liam Neeson from Batman Begins. You've never learned to mind your surrounding, Master Wayne. That is me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I got feedback from some people that it's not a good look to be working out in the gym in sleeveless shirts. And I was like, what? Sleeveless shirts? Are they like bad now? You can't wear sleeveless shirts at the gym?
I don't know about this one. I don't get it.
I was told, I was like, so like, you know, I filmed a scene where like I'm like wearing sleeveless shirts and I was like, and I got some feedback from friends of mine that like, you shouldn't be working out in sleeveless shirts. And I'm just like, then what are you supposed to work out in? Like regular t-shirts and hoodies?
I don't know. Just naked, bro. There's no shirt at all, okay? Clearly, that's what people want.
No, I think they want more clothes on you, not less. I don't know. I don't know what the rules of engagement are. All I know is as a Muslim, you got to cover your belly button to your knees, right? Like,
yeah, it's navel to knee. So navel to knees.
So
yeah.
As long as I got navel to knees, nobody needs to be talking shit about me. Look, I don't make the rules. I just follow them. The guns are for free, bro. The guns are free. But yeah, I don't know. I'm a little self-conscious that I was in the gym with a sleeveless shirt. But
bro, don't even worry about the Haram police. Like, this week we were, you know, doing some canvassing. We went to the streets trying to get people to go vote, right?
Yeah.
One dude knocked out, like, one of our volunteers had, like, you know, lit in his hand. One dude just slammed all of it to the ground from his hand. Well, this is haram. This is shit. Voting is bad. I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
What are you talking about, dude? Like,
that's insane. Like,
right, like, do not worry about the haram police. They don't know what they're talking about most of the time.
That is just so dumb. People who think, like, voting is haram are weird because you're, like, the reason all this bad stuff is happening because there's no accountability to evil politicians doing evil shit if they're not depending on your votes, right. Which is why what happened in Michigan made such a big deal, and now they're doing a ceasefire. Like, I don't know. I don't understand why people can't
put, ceasefire.
Trying to do a ceasefire. I don't know why people can't put two and two together. Like, you know, things matter. Your money matters, your vote matters, and your eyes matter, and like in terms of like what you watch. So I don't know.
If you want to donate to my political action committee,
yes,
Muslims United, you should probably go look us up and donate.
Donate to Jazz's thing. Also, Jazz could use some prayers. I won't put on the spot, but like my dude needs some prayers right now. So throw some prayers down his way, bro.
Yeah,
he needs that shit.
Also, yeah, and the money, because like I have like five different ceasefire candidates who reached out like we need some last minute funding, and I'm like, guys, I got $5,000 in the account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I can give one of you the max, not all five of you.
Yeah, yeah. That's freaking crazy. But yeah. So yeah.
Prayers and money for the PAC so I can help other people win elections.
Yeah, help these people win elections, especially people who are pro ceasefire and pro Palestine and anti-genocide. We need that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah. So I did finish filming, and as I have finished, I am thinking about all the ways that I'll probably get canceled.
I can't wait to see it.
I know. People want to do watch parties, and we're probably going to cover it on the podcast. I'm going to try to have people from the show on the podcast.
Bro, we're probably going to do this. This is going to be epic.
I'm going to have the producers on. I'm going to have like all these people on. It'll be a hot mess.
Yeah,
it'll be a hot mess. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to that. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be on Hulu on 2024 fall, so stay tuned. Anyways, you know what I've been doing lately? I've been rewatching the X-Men cartoons, because the 97 one is coming on Disney Plus in like 4 days.
I am so glad to rewatch that too.
Yeah, so I have to. I've been trying to capture. I'm sorry, not capture. I've been trying to like recap and watch the old cartoons. And here's something I've noticed. I watched like the first few seasons, and I was like, "This is the nostalgia. It's amazing. This is so good. I'm really enjoying it." And then as the seasons go on, I'm like, "Oh man, the quality of the show has actually dipped. Like the animation gets really terrible and." The dialogue is really bad, and some of the storylines get pretty bad, and the show actually doesn't hold up as well as you think it does, according to your nostalgia. Like, the animation is terrible in some scenes, and Professor Xavier's lines are, like, wild, and some of the storylines don't even, like, make sense. Like, they're just like weird. Like in the first season, Cable is like a mercenary and he calls himself the Wild Man of Borneo, and he's like you know, like just killing this like one guy who he used to work for. And then in season two, he's from the future and he's the son of Scott and Jean. And they completely ignore the fact that he was in season one as a regular guy.
Weird.
It's so weird. And also the Phoenix Saga, like, I don't know, like I rewatched it. It's actually terrible. It's not that great. In fact, like in my opinion, the Phoenix Saga has never been good. The Phoenix Saga sucks in the animated series. The Phoenix Saga sucks in the movies, and the Phoenix Saga sucks everywhere else I've seen it. It's just terrible. It's terrible when Jemthy Femke, what you call it, did it, and then it was terrible when the Sophia chick did it. I don't love the Phoenix Saga. I think it's stupid. So it doesn't hold up as well as people think it does, but I'm still super excited. I'm still super excited for the new cartoon.
I'm very excited about the new cartoon. This is like childhood right here.
So, yeah, yeah.
Definitely looking forward to it.
Classic X-Men. You know what's really funny? There's like, well, there's one scene where like Jubilee is trying to hit on some like old man, and she's like, I'm 15. Sorry, I mean 17. And I was like, Jubilee, you about to get this man canceled. there's a few problematic things that happen in that show.
It's definitely from the 90s.
It is in the 90s. It is in the 90s.
I will not deny that.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was pretty good, though. They had this one scene where this mutant, guess what his mutant power is? You'll never guess in a million years what this mutant's mutant power is.
I don't know.
So his mutant power is that he's disabled and he's on a wheelchair, but his and the wheelchair turns into a tank. And I was like, how does this make sense?
I've actually seen that. That's a good one.
I was like, I don't understand how that is a mutant power. Like, a wheelchair is not a part of your body. Like, he's not born with a wheelchair.
Man. Hey, let people have their moment, okay?
I love it. I mean, I love the inclusion. I would even say it's woke. I love it. but it's a silly power. And I was like, oh, his power is his wheelchair changes into a tank. Okay. Like, you could have just had a cool wheelchair that turned into a tank. Like, you don't need that to be your mutant power.
I mean, it's kind of the same as Batman's power, right?
Batman's power of what?
Just having money and being able to
money. That would be Batman's power. That's so funny. But, like, the show was still kind of woke, though, for the 90s, man. Like, people are like, X-Men is turning woke. I was like, bro, X-Men's always been woke. It's been hella woke.
I have no idea. Like, every time people says, oh, something's turning woke, I'm like, have you actually, like, paid attention to things from your past? Have you reflected on your growth? Saying things because you hear it everywhere? Like,
I hate that word so much. It's fucking woke. Speaking of Disney, we got some good news about Disney.
What?
Yeah, the Muslims that work at Disney got together with their union and put pressure on their company, Disney, to donate to Gaza.
You know, who was the one who said everybody should unionize 4 months ago for this?
That was Jazz.
Yeah,
that was Jazz. Dude. You were on the money. You said that. Go back to our episodes back in November, and you'll find Jazz saying these companies need to unionize and put pressure on their companies to make changes for what's happening in Gaza. And that's lit. Maybe they watched our show.
I hope they did.
Like, I know, like, the vice president of Disney been on our show. Knows of our show, watched our show.
I should say her name right now, but
don't say her name. But like, I wouldn't be surprised if she saw our show and was like, Jazz is right, let's do it, guys. Mm-hmm. Their union is called Salams, which I think is really funny because it's also a dating app.
Yeah, that's definitely something she would do. That's 100% something she would do.
I thought that was really funny, but I'm so happy for the Muslims that work in Disney. Because the thing is, like, here's the thing, right? I totally support the boycott on Disney and all that stuff that's happening. But like, Disney employs the most Muslims in all of Hollywood. I do not know why, but like, even the stuff on Hulu, like Rami and the Shahzada women in the reality show, and so many other shows like Eid Mubarak and Moon Knight, like so many things that are using Muslim creative, like Bilal and Adil and all this stuff, they're all in Disney. Like, Disney has the monopoly of like almost all the Muslim people. So I feel really, really bad that all of this was happening and people were boycotting Disney, and it's affecting the one company that has the most Muslims. But because this is the one company that has the most Muslims, they were able to unionize and they were able to put pressure on their company and got this done, which is super cool. And I'm super happy.
Yeah, that's how we do it, man.
That is super cool. And that's, and Toyin's in the comments, and she said my sister was a Disney fellow at Sundance. Yeah, that's so cool. So I really, really do love that. And this is really, really great to hear. But we still need to put pressure on Marvel for Captain America 4. We are still boycotting Captain America 4. So remember, until they get rid of Sabra, that one's still getting boycotted. But the thing with, it's like, here's the thing. I went to a Palestinian restaurant today, And I was like, can I get, I'll just take some Coke, a Diet Coke. And they were like, oh, we don't have Coke. I was like, Pepsi's fine. They're like, oh, we don't have Pepsi. They're like, oh, we're boycotting Pepsi and Coke in our restaurants. And we have like this other brand. And I was like, yeah, I don't give a shit. Do it. I just want cola. I just say Pepsi or Diet Coke because I'm just used to the name, right? I literally did not give a shit.
You say Cokes.
Yeah.
I literally don't
give a shit. So like almost everything that like BDS has asked us to boycott, super easy. Even the organic ones that everyone's doing are like super easy. But media is tricky because if we're not watching, they're going to do some fucked up stuff. And if we're not watching, who's going to call out the fucked up stuff they're doing?
Yep.
Like it's really difficult. And we like, so it's hard to just be like, oh, let's boycott this and don't watch this, because I don't think it's going to have the effect that we want. It's just going to give more power to the people who are watching, who are on the opposite side, because they're like, that's, you know, their audience. Like, if you look at China, China's market is so strong. So many, like, a movie can flop here, and then when it gets released in China, it can be saved, which is what happened to Venom. Venom 1 and 2 did terrible in America domestically, but internationally it did really, really well. So what Hollywood have to do is they have to cater to the Chinese market. So if there's something Chinese people don't like, they have to take it out of the film, because, you know, they don't want to upset that market, because that market's like, no, we don't like the fact that you made this comment about Chinese people, or you hired this actor that said this thing about Chinese people, and because of that we're not going to show your movie. That's millions and millions of dollars lost for a company. That's a lot of power. So like, if China was never watching any of these movies, then the people wouldn't care whether they upset them or not. So that's why, in my opinion, like, I feel like what's the best way to do it? We don't just boycott these media companies. You have to be very specific and target these boycotts.
Yes, and there always have to be people who are watchguards, right?
Yeah.
Even in what I do, right? Some people are like, no, don't talk to anybody, burn the whole system down. And I'm like, guys, a few of us have to eventually go and negotiate.
Yeah.
Because if you do not, you lose all your
money. Yeah.
So like,
you gotta have a bargaining chip. Like, there's gotta be something to incentivize the other person to come to the table.
Right. You have to have, like, you know, in our case right now, we're about to boycott the Houston mayors of Thar, right?
Because
this guy wasn't that passed our anti-BDS bills and whatnot. And so we're against that. And so all the orgs are pulling out, right?
Yeah.
But I have specifically asked one org to stay in and negotiate.
Yeah.
But now all my friends are like, no, we got to turn this org down too, because they're negotiating. I'm like, what are y'all doing, guys? Like, we need somebody to at least talk to them. If they're willing to make change, that's exactly what we want, right?
Yeah.
Are you interested in change? Or are you interested in burning everything down? And then people always never respond to me on that.
I don't know. Make the change, then burn it down. I don't know.
Exactly.
But like, that's what a lot of people are thinking about Dune also, right? Like Dune, people are like, oh, someone made a TikTok the other day and was like, you people don't know this, but Star Wars stole a lot of stuff from Dune. And I stitched that video on TikTok and was like, well, people don't know this, but Dune stole a lot of stuff from Muslim and Middle Eastern culture. And they did not hire any Muslim or Middle Eastern people from Middle Eastern culture for a long, long time. And Dune has two movies out, and they only have one Middle Eastern actor in the two movies out of the entire cast. Like, that's insane. And and people were like, you know, people in my comments were like, well, nobody gives a shit. And I was like, first of all, that's the motherfucking point of my comment. I'm like, yeah, I know people don't give a shit. That's why I'm talking about it, because I give a shit, and I give a shit that people don't give a shit. So that's the reason. The other thing is, people don't give a shit now doesn't mean that it's not going to look poorly on the movie a few years from now, because now if you look at movies like The Blind Side, it won so many awards. It won tons of awards, and it was rated as one of like the most like best movie of that year. And now that we look back at it, it's so cringe, because it's such a white savior movie, and it's so exploitive. And it's like, someone made this movie and they did this white savior trope and there were no consequences for it. But then years later, people were like, it's a little problematic. It's a little problematic. Then you got all the movies from the 80s that had brownface. Like, they're tainted too, you know? So, like, yeah, maybe people are not having consequences now for these movies, but they're going to. They're going. This director who put all his heart and soul into his movie may not be remembered as kindly in the future because all of the appropriation that's being done in this movie without giving any appreciation to Middle Eastern people.
It surprises me how people always miss the fact that Iraq is literally Iraq.
Yeah.
Like, the Harkonnens are German. The Atreides are from France. Like,
but here's the thing, like, you don't have to make all the Freeman brown. Like, there's no rule that says that, like, the character that's based off that character, but you should have some actors in there that are Middle Eastern. You can spread them out. You can spread them out in several different of, like, cultures and characters.
There are thousands of Freeman there. Like, yes, you can hire so many extras. They have zero lines. They're all in the background.
Right.
You can definitely hire them.
And you can still have your big actors like Zendaya and Timothée Chalamet. No one's saying that make the stars Muslim. Like, yeah, that'd be great. But, like, you don't have to make them Middle Eastern. Like,
I think Zendaya would be the only one that would fit that mold. Because, no, the Atreides are, like, definitely French, right?
Yeah, but, like, I'm saying, like, like Javier Bardem, like, his character, you know, could be played by someone who's Middle Eastern. Instead of taking a white man and putting brownface on him in 2024. Yeah. Like, come on, let's be serious, guys. And it's just weird. So, and here's the thing. I had people in the comments saying, like, well, if they didn't get these high caliber actors, the movie would have never made money. And I was like, first of all, like, are you insane? And second of all, look at Star Wars. Was Harrison Ford a big name when that came out? Was Luke Skywalker a big name when that came out? Was Daisy Ridley a big name? Was Finn a big name? Like, Star Wars is known for taking nobodies because the IP is so huge and is so big and they know they're going to make money. So Dune is the same way. And, like, second of all, how are Middle Eastern people ever going to become big stars if you never fucking put them in your movies?
Yeah.
It's like a catch-22.
There are two specific movies I can always point to that were, like, cultural crazes back in the day, and they had no name actors, right? And this is the only reason I remember this, because this is a conversation we had right when I was graduating high school. Slumdog Millionaire?
Yeah.
Right? We didn't know those actors back then.
Nope. We didn't know Devin Patel. We didn't know Frida Pinto.
Right, we didn't. But they became superstars right after.
Yes, they did.
And then the next movie, which came out the year later, District 9. The Alien movie? Yeah. Phenomenal movie.
That movie has such a strong fan base. People are still asking for a sequel.
Yeah, to this day, but no name actors in there.
Yeah.
Like, I never understand why people make that argument. Like,
yeah, no, I totally get it. I totally get it. Yeah, fucking Doom. Yeah, I don't know. So we'll see, but.
Actually, I'm going to go Google, like, movies hugely successful that, like, you know, were like
had no name actors.
Yeah,
Christian.
Greek Wedding.
Oh yeah, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Yeah, you're right. Even Christian Bale wasn't that big of a known actor. He had just done, like, The Machinist, and
yeah,
that was it. Like, I don't even know what else he had done. Equilibrium. Like, he wasn't a big name actor when he did Batman Begins, and then he became huge. Heath Ledger had 10 Things About You. People were like, the guy from First Night. Like people didn't know.
Yeah. Like, it's Burkhard Abdi as Abdul Wally Muse in Captain Phillips. You know, he's the guy who says, look at me, I'm the captain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like, to this day, people still reference that, right?
Yeah.
Nobody knew who he was back then.
He was a limo driver. He was literally just like a limo driver who just, like, ended up in this movie.
Amazing.
That's freaking crazy. I don't know. But yeah, man, that's really all I got for today's episode, man. You got anything else that we got going on?
Nah.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. We will be doing an episode of The Bachelor this week. We'll be doing Love is Blind, and we'll be doing the second half of Avatar, The Last Airbender. So join us this week for more. We'll probably be doing a Tuesday episode and then a Friday episode.
Not do Tuesday.
You can't do Tuesday?
Yeah, it's election day.
I can't do Wednesday.
Fine, we'll do Tuesday late.
But yeah, we can do it late. I can do it late. That'd be fine. So we'll do Tuesday late. Also, April is like on the West Coast. She could always do late. That's fine.
Yeah, fine.
So we'll do that. And then Friday, we'll do Love is Blind and then possibly Avatar on Saturday or Sunday. But that'll be it. And then Ramadan starts and we're going to have to figure out our Ramadan schedule.
Yeah, last one, I remember I didn't really do the podcast because I was like, it's going to be a weird time. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. But that's all we got for today's episode. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. Give us a good review. We read all the reviews. I want to read them on the thing. I want to read them online. I want to read them on the show. Give us a good review. 5 stars. If you give us a bad review, I hate you.
Yeah, too.
Until next time, guys. Salam, nerds.
Peace.